Thank you. Let's just say that the way God moves mountains, I move ice. Ice makes me kneel down for its benediction. Ice cracks and fissures and splinters in my face. I am destroyed by ice. By ice, I am raised up. The way Kafka believes in happiness as a condition reserved for others, the way God mainlines terror into an artery, that's the way I believe in ice. Look in my rearview mirror and you'll see how the cold pursues me. It follows me wherever I go, this zero at the bone, this little iceberg I'm dragging down south towards the disaster, what the icemen call the zone. And if you listen real hard underneath the engine roar, you'll hear an infernal humming, a refrigerator unit embedded in my chest. All across the city, the glacier light keeps creeping. Cold, blue, barbarian light. Northern light of Bruges, the master of the blue Madonna light. And lo, my 18-wheeler rig levitated above the earth. I was watching a creature leap from ice floe to ice floe. How long it had been out wandering the oceans of light. Fear was walking its legs. Anger was gesturing its hands. The frozen sun stared down. For miles and miles all across the city, nothing else was moving. A zone is not for sissies, as Simone Weil would have said, had she ever seen the zone. Broken gear teeth salting the earth. Paranoid glitter of bridges collapsed in the rivers. A black dog panting behind you, tongue red and steaming, nose snuffling as if smelling soul stuff smoking underground. The devastation is complete. Not a house, not a barricade, not a tower left standing. I enter into this place with all my senses on their knees. This is the anti-pilgrimage, the Santiago de Compostela of an iceman. The way an old pocket watch ticks at night, that's the way the flames leap inside the pilgrim's ears. 91,000 tons of ice cubes won't quench that burning. When the creature talks to God, God is like a tennis ball he squeezes in his hand to make his wrists strong. God exercises the creature's qualities of mercy. Cold back into the ocean so that the water knits itself to slob, ice hardening to a sheet so thick nothing can dive deep enough to swim underneath it. The waters compass me about, the depths close round. My rig's a submarine cruising nights black. 4,000 miles from Spartanville to Greenville, Carthage, Camp Shelby. Ice holds me fast in its burning grip. The fans blew across the ice blocks. Light rotated over the fan blades and lit the faces of the dying. The nurses in white coats wore the momentary chill as if it was the ocean depths breathing underneath the ice caps. An embroidered picture of Frosty the Snowman hung in a black frame, and the rest of the room seemed to kneel down before him. An IV pole flashing silver above the darkened ward was like the flag planted at the magnetic heart of the South Pole. I was headed there in my rig, but I was too late to save the creature freezing in his tent, writing his last words in his diary. For God's sake, take care of our people.
Thank you. Idaque ad ambitu et dorso inerentes qualitates cognomenta superficievus utiximus imposuerunt. Ad vero qualitates, quae non alterata superficie, non tamen sempre undem aspectum exhibent, due item sunt, nam aut loco, aut luminibus mutatis, tamen variete intuendibus videntur. De loco prius dicendum, posti ad luminibus. Ac per scrutendum quidem, est quodam pactum mutato loquit et superficie inerentes qualitates, mutate es evidente. E quidem, hec avimur colorum spectrum, nam sit mutato aut maiores aut omnino non iusdem quam actenus fuerant fimbriae, auditem colore fraudatis perpicies apparem deceset, quas res omnis intuitum et impur. Isquidem qua rationem fiat perscutem, ex corpiamque a philosophorum sententiae, qui metiri superficies affirmant radiis, buscam quasi vicendum mis, quos ex circo vicibus nunc vantum, quos per eos rerum simulacra sensu imprimandu. Nam ipsi idem radii inter oculum atque vissam superficiem intenti suapti, viac mira quadam subtilitate vernicissime congruunt, aera quod flacque ius modi rare luci penetrantis. Quod aripos densum opacum offendant, qui in loco cuspide parentis prestigio eream. Verum non minima fuit apud pricios disceptatio superficie, an ab oculi. Parte superficie quando volete